Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Researchers have long sought to determine if the causes of autism spectrum disorders are environmental or genetic. Molly Losh, the Jane and Michael Hoffman Assistant Professor of Communication Sciences and Disorders at Northwestern University, has found clues pointing to a connection between low birth weight and autism.
Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder affecting approximately 1% of individuals. There's strong evidence that genetic factors play a large role in causing autism. A number of genes that can cause autism have now been identified, and twin studies also support the role of genetic factors. Monozygotic or identical twins who share all of their genes show high concordance rates, which means that if one twin has autism, the other is very likely to have it as well. But not all cases of autism can be explained entirely by genes. For instance, not all identical twins are concordant for autism, which suggests that environmental factors may play a role in the development of autism. The study of identical twins represents a valuable opportunity to investigate environmental factors that could increase risk for autism. So, because these twins share all of their genes, if they differ in clinical outcome, we can reasonably assume that environmental factors are playing a role in this outcome. A number of environmental factors have been implicated, and in this study, we examined birth weight as a potential environmental risk factor in autism, studying twin pairs where one twin had autism and the other did not. This was a collaboration with scientists at the Karolinska Institute who lead the Swedish Twin Registry, which is a population-based register of all twins born in Sweden. We studied twins between the ages of 9 and 12 years old, where one twin had autism and the other did not, and used medical birth records to compare birth weight in these discordant twin pairs. What we found was that the lighter twins in discordant twin pairs were more than twice as likely to meet criteria for autism than heavier twins. Because these twins were identical genetically, this finding is good evidence that lower birth weight can increase risk of autism.
That was Molly Losh of Northwestern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.